JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Bonjour, it's French Language and Francophonie Week. Stay tuned for all the details also in our program or glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. Alliance Française de la Jamaïque, in association with the Embassy of Belgium, the Canadian High Commission, the Embassy of France and other partners, present a week of activities from March 13 to 22. For the week, be sure to grab the opportunity to discover the diversity of the French-speaking world through several events including cinema, theater, literature, and food. Linguistic attaché Embassy of France Gwenelle Oitz gives us some background about the week.
The International Day of Francophonie, it's in March the 20th. It started in 1988, so it's not so new. It's an international event, so it's taking place not only here in Jamaica, but all around the world. And there is thousands and thousands activities. And it's now growing up, and this year we are really happy to have not only the International Day of Francophonie, but an entire week of event.
Francophonie represents all countries and regions where French is the mother or customary language. The week of activities was launched on March 13 at the French Embassy with a screening of a French movie by a filmmaker from Martinique. On Tuesday, March 17, the French team will be going down to Mandeville to give students and teachers an opportunity to experience French culture through the screening of a film from the Ivory Coast. The week continues on Thursday with a free public lecture on Haitian literature, as well as an exchange with Francophone students from Canada, Switzerland, and French Caribbean and Jamaican French students, all happening at the University of the West Indies.
We continue on March 20, that's the International Day of the Francophonie and of the French language. So on that day, we have a very big event, and what we did was to really target schools. So this is our Francophonie Festival for Schools. So here we'll have our students coming together at Shortswood, and they'll be showing us their talents in French.
Acting Director, Alliance Française de la Jamaïque, Stephanie Daly. On the evening of March 20, there will be a special movie screening at the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO. The week wraps up with an evening of film and food at the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque. And guess what? There'll be Brata with a concert on March 28 at the Corley Auditorium. For more information on the week of activities, contact the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque at 978-6996 or alliancefr.jm@gmail.com or check them out on Facebook.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Vision 2030 is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 15 years. By then, Fibilico Island will be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On Saturday, March 14, SunVenture Tours will lead a guided tour of Villa de la Vega to explore the rich history of Spanish Town. To find out more and to be a part of the tour, visit the website sunventuretour.com or call 408-6973. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
Before 1962, nobody couldn't go up on the peace later at 9 o'clock at night. No, not church. You couldn't preach later at 9 o'clock at night. Bar couldn't open later at 9 o'clock. After the pain, they know these things could happen. I said, man, drop your stomach. Morning the first thing.
And remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.